Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maya. I am so excited to be here with my special guest, Ms. Callie Leslie, who is not only one of our behavior consultants, she is also a former educator and has been in the space of educating children with special needs for several years. She is also the proud author of Pop Time, and I'll just allow Miss Callie Leslie to give a brief introduction of herself as we jump into the conversation we're going to have today.
Hi, my name is Callie Leslie, and yes, I am a behavior clinician consultant. I work at Belief Eclective Learning. My background includes working with students with learning disabilities. I did that for several years, as previously stated. I love children. I love working with children. And one interesting thing about me is that I am a published author, and the title of my book is Pop Time, which is pencil on paper time, where children would write for 15 minutes. It was like a quick write. And what it did for my school was improve writing and language arts skills. So it originated at the school, and I took that information and published a book. And that's about me. That's me.
Awesome sauce, Miss Callie. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me. One of the things that we want to discuss is, why do we in applied behavior analysis need to really pay attention to multiculturalism and all kind of aspects of diversity when we're providing services to individuals with autism?
Your keyword is individual. Each person learns differently. And so we have to have an individualized plan in order to meet the needs of each child. So that creates the diversity because no child is the same. When we look at the multicultural aspect of this learning, we have to bring into context that these children come from different cultural backgrounds. So if you're teaching something one way or providing therapy one way, it may not be culturally accepted in this particular culture. And so you have to know the culture and able to effectively and efficiently provide the therapy. And so with ABA, it can't be cookie cutter, even though we have DTT training, things like that, but we have to have the NET, which is the natural environment training. So it's important.
Absolutely. You had mentioned earlier when we were talking about how important diversity of staff is. Can you speak to that?
Oh my goodness. It's important for children, no matter what their background is, whether they are general ed kids, whether they're special need kids, whatever. It's good to see someone that looks like you and has the same kind of background as you, because if we have, for instance, Middle Eastern children, then to have a Middle Eastern therapist, how wonderful that would be, because they know the cultural norms, they know the things that would be most effective, and they can help us so we can know their culture and they can know our culture better.
What have been some of the barriers you've seen in working in this space with the challenges between cultures mixing in a therapeutic setting, or really understanding the other person in a different culture?
Well, my background, I worked in a school that there was a large Bangladesh population. So I am familiar with working with children from the Middle East and things like that. And I had to learn the culture, and I did because I was invited to different things at their homes. I learned the things about like leaving their shoes on the porch, you know, wear shoes at the home, like little things that I thought would be that I wasn't raised to do. They were raised to do. So if you have a therapist that does not know the background of a kiddo, it may be, like I said, it may, you know, create a problem. But if you do have the diversity in the staff, then we all can, again, learn together and give these children the best therapy ever. And that's what we're here to do at Open Door Living Associations, Belief Eclective Learning. No child learns the same. No tech learns the same. We all learn this all together, and we have to embrace diversity.
Absolutely. What would you say the biggest impact on a family that was of a different culture than your own has been?
Well, I had this one grandfather of Middle Eastern descent who loved me so much. And he always looked for me when he would come. And I always embraced him, and I would say little things to him that in his language. And it was just like, oh, I was one of the family as far as he was concerned. I have found it to be really great. I've always liked the diversity. I went to Wayne State University. That was a cultural melting pot. So I've always embraced diversity.
So I know that when we think of diversity, we think of all of the things that make us different. Can you speak to our differences versus our similarities as we look at these diverse backgrounds?
Well, we're more alike than we ever really think about. Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely on the inside, because we all have a common goal when it comes to providing therapy. We want the best for the child. Now, I may dress a little different. I may wear my hair a little different. I may eat something different, but we are, when it's at night, all lights are up, we're all the same. Even those that have different languages, you know, it's like, I want to learn from you. You can learn from me. And there are certain things that I say that you may find funny, and there's certain things that you say that, or vice versa. And so I've learned that working with people from the Middle Eastern, people from Russia, people from France, people from Africa. I mean, we have a melting pot at our job. And so.
So we are more the same than we are different.
Absolutely, because we all eat pizza in a retreat.
Can you tell me what would be your, in our last minute, could you just give a word of advice to other clinicians that might be hesitant to embrace or see the importance of diversity as a key factor in our applied behavior analysis setting? What could you say?
I would say, gosh, I just want to say love. Love is all you need. If you love what you do, you will put your whole heart into it. So if you love what you do, do it, and do it to the best of your ability, and it will pay off in the end.
Thank you, Ms. Callie. We really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Ms. Callie, for joining us today. As always, it's a pleasure to sit down with you, and you are a fantastic clinician. Thank you, all audience, for joining us today. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.